A reading from St. Matthew's Gospel, the 18th chapter. Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" Jesus said to Peter, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, 'Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, 'Pay me what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved, and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you?' And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Do this in remembrance of me." How often have you heard those words? Hundreds of times? Thousands of times? Have you ever contemplated the life-changing energy in those words? Do this in remembrance of me. In the narrowest sense, Christ is speaking to us and our use of his New Testament of forgiveness and salvation in the sacrament of the altar. But in a wider sense, Christ is addressing every aspect of our lives as Christians, as men and women who have been consecrated by his word to be his presence in the world. We leave the altar and we proceed on our daily walk. Do we walk in remembrance of him, or do we forget? How do we make our life choices, our decisions? Is everyone done in remembrance of him, or do we forget? Do we treat one another in remembrance of him, or do we forget? Do this in remembrance of me is a simple and profound phrase from the divine service with far-reaching implications in the liturgy of life. But it is easy to forget. We are not alone in our forgetfulness. Peter's dilemma is a clear reminder that those who know God's word are frequently forgetful. Listen to some of these phrases, which Peter certainly knew from his own liturgical experience. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you. Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. These words from the Psalms, the hymnal used by the apostles, were certainly known by Peter. Yet he did not remember them when it came to dealing with his neighbor. You see, sometimes anger is stronger than remembrance. Enough is enough. How patient should I be with those around me? He makes me so mad. She makes me so angry, I could spit. In today's lesson, we are taught that there is no room for unforgiving anger in the life of the Christian. According to our human nature, we look for justice in our dealings with one another. But the Lord has called us to a different response, a different attitude, a different reality, shaped by the New Testament of his grace. Do this in remembrance of me. This lesson is an important one for us to learn, for anger is a strong emotion, almost as strong as fear. Do you remember our conversation here last Friday? Thanksgiving is to replace fear in the lives of Christ's brothers and sisters. Today, Christ speaks to us and tells us that remembrance is to replace anger in our lives. We feel helpless when we are wronged. And this helplessness can fester into an anger that is far more damaging than the initial wrong that we have suffered. Satan watches gleefully when we fan the embers of anger in our lives. Anger can burn with a hot flame, sometimes even encouraged by friends who point out the injustice we are bearing at the hands of another. Anger disrupts our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Anger is so powerful that it has the potential to drive Christ from our hearts. Consider well these words of St. Augustine, penned to the forgetful Christians of the 5th century. Imagine the foolishness of thinking that your enemy can do you more damage than your enmity. Everyone in this room has a nagging sin that just won't go away. And there is a great diversity in our temptations. Yet many of us, perhaps all of us, have the temptation to be unforgiving. Very few of us have learned to control our anger in a manner that reflects our remembrance of him. Note how Jesus teaches us to live temperately in his remembrance. When we look at our own anger management, we can see how we have fallen far short of our teacher. But the teacher reminds us to look to him and not ourselves. Contemplate the riches of forgiveness that Christ has offered to all and that he has shared with each one of us. When we rely solely on our good intentions and our healthy habits of mind, we will fall. But when we take every step in remembrance of him and in remembrance of the life and salvation he gives to us in the sweet communion of grace and faith, then our walk is pleasing in his sight. Christ has not left us to our own devices. He has poured out his Spirit on us in baptism. He has intimately united with us in his supper. He has given us his word that he will not forsake us. Later today, or perhaps tomorrow, you will be tempted to give anger a place in your heart. Learn that even and especially in the moment of temptation, Christ is at your side as defender and advocate. In that remembrance, you will have peace that passes human understanding and forgiveness that is strong enough to silence the voice of anger.